Stonebridge steals the ball off Unenbeck, goes to the left hand side, infield to Nathan Lyons, out to the right hand side, and there's a chance for Lee Hurst. He's going to shoot with his left foot. Oh, it's inches wide of the post.
Great save.
Lyons came in, saw the opportunity, and the keeper, Muggleton, just got a touch to it to tip it around for Argyle's fifth corner of the afternoon.
Yeah, great save. Again, great play, Nathan Lyons. You know, ball's been played up to him, first time ball out to Chuck Norris, in his stride, takes it, you know, to one side of the centre back and hits it hard and low down to the goalkeeper's left. Good save by Muggleton.
Stonebridge and Norris together, the corner kick comes over now, and up goes Freo! Oh, he gets his hat-trick! David Freo heads down, the goalkeeper Muggleton tried to keep the ball out, but was unable to do so, and with 88 minutes on the clock, David Freo becomes the first man to score a hat-trick since Paul McGregor at Torquay United. That was a few years back, but this afternoon, it's Plymouth Argyle 7, Chesterfield 0.
Yeah, great delivery again from set pieces. You know, again, at the end of the day, if you don't pick David Freo up from 5 or 6 yards out, there's a, you know, he'll put it where... exactly where it ended up, in the back of the onion bag, and a well-deserved hat-trick.
It did hit the goalkeeper on the way in, but such was the power of the header. Goalkeeper had no chance. So 2 for the record in the last 2 minutes. Can they do it?
The 85-minute brigade are caught in the aisles.
Well, we got 30 seconds plus stoppage time, so the 80-minute brigade would have heard the cheers, those that have left.